Dr. John, how are you?
I'm never better. Beautiful weather, good time at Lake Michigan this weekend, and just great day.
Well, you being a Spartan fan would have loved to have been where I was yesterday. I was at the Kelly Perlisekia Golf event at the Lansing Country Club yesterday, and Coach D'Antonio was there, and Mark Hollis, and there were Spartans everywhere. You would have been in heaven.
Well, I've got to tell you, that is the right kind of heaven. Without dying, you get to enjoy all the benefits of heaven. That sounds wonderful, Tony.
Well, it's interesting, the topic we're going to talk about, how do you keep trust between parents and children? Who is responsible to work on it the most, and what happens when it's lost? Yesterday culminated a two-week session where I thought my two sons were going to kill themselves, 10 and 7. And it got so bad that they were wrestling on the steps. So what we decided to do, and they really weren't listening, especially to Mom. So what we decided to do, Dr. John, is we regulated them to their rooms for the day. So this was the afternoon, the evening, and nighttime. They took the meals in their room. They were allowed to play in their room. They could read. They could do whatever. And we went the emotional gambit. First, anger at being upset because they were there, then emotional, then psychological, please, we're starving, that kind of thing, then finally remorse, and then at the end, as we were tucking them in for bed, you know, we told them that we love them, but you have to understand, you can't behave this way, you have to do this, you have to listen to your parents, because we're trying to help you get through this world, and when we're gone and out of here, you're going to need to know how to handle your business, blah, blah, blah. And so what we found, I think, were a couple of remorseful kids and taking away their freedom help. But when we talked about how do you keep the trust between parents and children, how do we do that, Dr. John?
Well, one, I'm sure that you did a good job, you and your wife, with your boys there. The emotions you went through is all part of parenting and trying to get people to go the right direction. I think what we have to do, there are serious things we have to do. One, it's everyone has to work as a team, of course. And trust is something that if you lose it, you can lose love. You can lose a lot of key things, ingredients in having a relationship be together, be effective. You have to keep your word. This is one of the things you have to do. You have to do what you say you're going to do. You can't come out and say, I will do this, or I promise this, and then don't do it. That gets into being honest. We have to be truthful. We don't have to keep our word, but we have to really be honest in terms of telling someone the truth, telling them what we expect, and being a model for the person. And then we have to keep control. Sure, everyone gets mad. You know, you were ready to who knows what with the two kids when they're just driving you crazy like that. But you have to keep reasonable control. You can't be saying horrible, disgusting, despicable things that afterwards you say you hadn't said, because words hurt. So you have to be keeping control. And then you have to be there. You have to be available. When you're needed, you have to be there. And you'll talk to adults, and they'll tell you that that's a huge factor when they were growing up, that parents said they would help, always were saying that they could be counted on, but when the moment came and there was a crisis, they were not there. And then in terms of being a role model, modeling, you want to demonstrate the behaviors that you want your children to perform. And you're going to see that modeling is so powerful. People really aren't aware of it, but that is really a standard that you can expect from your kids.
No. Well, Dr. John, I've been a poor modeler. Something came up a couple weeks ago. They always ask me when I'm coming home, because I guess, you know, they want to know and they want to play and so on and so forth. They want to plan. A lot of times recently, I've been an hour, 2 hours later, and I was working. You know, I'm trying to work a little bit harder. And it came up with my 10-year-old. You always say you're going to be here, but you're not here. It's like, I'm here at 5 o'clock. I'm not here at 3. What do you mean? But they're listening. They're watching. And now I say, I'm not sure when I don't know when I'm going to be home.
Well, Tony, that is the right way to do it, because you want to try to stick to your words. Now, obviously, if you're doing something, important, like your work or something comes up, then you have to deal with that. But clearly, that's what you have to try to aim at. Now, kids, on the other hand, let's realize there's a standard on the other side, too. Kids have to do the same thing. They have to be reliable. They have to be honest. They have to be working to, you know, be a team and being there as good family members, because both sides, if we're dealing with trust, requires that each be working together. It's like a garden. You've got to work on it every day. And you're going to find if you don't trust someone, very hard to love someone, which, of course, is really the key element in a family, in a relationship. So it's everyone working together, trying to do our best. And Tony, just in terms of talking to you, obviously, you try to be a good parent. The fact that you sometimes maybe think you're not as good as you could be, that's positive, meaning you're working at it, you're trying to do the best you can. And it's like a kaleidoscope. Kids' behaviors vary, and we can't always predict what they're going to be, but we have to be the adult and try to really make good decisions.
So when it's lost, we've got to take the lead in that.
I think we do. Now, if it's a teenager, if it's a child who has been out and out lying, breaking the rules of the home, then the child has to be somebody who's building trust. So it works both ways. And I believe, regardless of the age, unless we're talking about an infant or something, like your children are 7 and 10, they're certainly to an age that if they break your trust, they have to be able to show that they can be trusted. You can't just be the one who keeps, okay, I'll trust you tomorrow, and then tomorrow they're bad, and you keep saying it. Then they have to be working to get your trust back, and that's when you have family meetings and you really discuss about, hey, this isn't working, we're losing our trust, we're having bad feelings, we're fighting, and this just is not normal, average, or whatever, and then work on a plan. That's what we have to do. It's all parenting is really a very involved task.
Yeah, it's exhausting, Dr. John, but it's also rewarding. And what I try to let the boys know that, you know what, we have to build these things now, because if we don't and it gets too late down the road, you'll end up losing a relationship, losing a job. Who knows what kind of trouble you can get into.
We certainly never want that.
All right, Dr. John Braccio with the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Thanks, Dr. John.
Always a pleasure, Tony.